The 1 cent sales tax hike seems to be a popular proposition for some politicians in Orange County. Late last month, the Fountain Valley City Council voted to put a penny sales tax increase on the November ballot, and so did the cities of Westminster and La Palma and other places exploring the possibility as well. Now, it's no surprise that cities say they need more money, but why the push for more tax dollars in the coffers, and could there be a backlash? Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
This is conservative Orange County. I mean, I thought people wanted to be there because the taxes are low.
The whole Prop 13 started in Orange County, always very anti-tax everything. And yet in the cities that you mentioned and in other cities that are proposing a one penny sales tax, it's a Republican majority city council.
Why the sales tax love, Gustavo? I mean, what would the added money be used for? What are they lacking?
It depends from city to city, but the basic argument that all these cities are saying is, look, we are one of the old, you know, we're older cities in Orange County. Our infrastructure is crumbling. Our tax base is declining because people are moving out. There's not as many, you know, the big manufacturers, they're moving out, like Fountain Valley, La Palma, especially, you know, they have a lot of vacancies. So what they're telling the voters is, if we don't pass a sales tax, we're going to have to cut down on city services, especially in the police department and firefighters. We're also going to have to cut back on other things. And we might be facing bankruptcy. The city of Westminster actually is in really bad financial straits right now. And they're basically saying, like, they have to dip into their reserves. And if they say, if we don't pass the sales tax, we're probably going to declare bankruptcy in a couple of years.
I mean, the conservative mantra, though, Gustavo, has always been, you know, you need to do more with the money you have, right?
Yeah.
And not tax us even more. We're taxed enough, I think, is what a lot of folks, particularly on the right, say. Can city leaders in these places take these efforts too far?
What's interesting is that you're having a divide between two types of Republicans. So you have the, for lack of a better term, the older Republicans, older city council members who say, look, yeah, I'm Republican and I don't like taxes, but I'm just seeing the bottom line here. And if you want to keep up the quality of life in your particular city, we're going to need this. Then you have the younger folks, the ideologues who say, no new taxes, no way, no how. And then sort of in the background of all this, not yet playing, nanny or referee, is it Orange County Republican Party? And they, like, on the record, they're like, no, you cannot have any of these taxes. So you're having all these squabbles, but it'll be interesting to see what happens come election time when these Republican council members who want these taxes to be passed, when they go to for an endorsement for the GOP, let's see if the Central Committee will give them those endorsements.
What are the other options if a tax doesn't happen, if these fail?
Doom and gloom, according to the cities. We're going to have to cut back, close down libraries. We're not, I remember the city of Stanton. And Stanton's actually a little bit different. What's going on in Stanton, there's a measure to repeal a one penny sales tax that was passed in 2014. And back in 2014, what ended up happening with the city of Stanton, they literally closed down parks. They put a fence around a park and said, sorry, you guys can't come in. And it got so bad that there was actually community members in Stanton who on their own would like cut the lawn in at city parks because there was just no money to be able to, cut the grass there in Stanton. So, again, it's all doom and gloom. When you come from the more, the more right ideologue saying like, well, if you have to cut back on city staff, then so be it. But again, you have people are like, no, we've been doing this job for a couple of decades, and this would destroy the quality of life in, say, Fountain Valley or La Palma or Placentia is another one who's exploring that.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.